We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining the show right now, Baskin and Phelps right here, 92.3 The Fan, is Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights to the sportsbooks don't want to see you. Oh, the ones that the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Oh, sneaky. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with a new episode every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find these great podcast. Jason, my friend, long time no see, long time no talk. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am in no position to speak for the sports books, and they really don't need any more advertising, but I do think they want to see you. I think the sports books want to see you every day as much as possible. At least that's the vibe I'm getting from the constant commercials, but it could just be me.
It could be. It's kind of taken over the game a little, although it's not legalized here yet. In Ohio, so we're still waiting for a little bit more of the sports books here in Ohio. But BetQL Network, I was on there the other day. A lot of fun. I hope you're enjoying your time doing that stuff.
I am. Yeah, no, thanks for having me, gentlemen.
All right, Jace, we've been talking a lot about the AFC North in particular and what happened with the Bengals and Baltimore. And I'm wondering, you know, with all the expectations of the Browns this season and the injuries that we're going through here, who's the team to beat in the North right now?
Could it be the Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, I don't want to be too much prisoner of the moment, but they're a good football team. They are. They're balanced. They may be more balanced than most teams in the AFC at this point because that defense has made real strides, and they're getting impact performances from multiple guys at all three levels. And I don't think it's, you know, fluky or happenstance. And we know about the multitude of weapons they have offensively. And the line has held up certainly better than a year ago. And they've gone to efforts to protect Burrow more through the scheme. They're not living in early down empty set anymore. You know, they're utilizing the tight ends more. They're running things through Joe Mixon more. The coaching staff has come into its own. They're a winning operation. Now, again, they haven't experienced the wave of injuries that have cascaded over pretty much the rest of this division. And do I think they're at a point in their program where if that happens, that they could sustain it? No, I don't think they have the depth and the resources and the wherewithal of some of these franchises that have kind of been there, done that. But I don't think.
Jason, it shows life in the NFL because this is the same staff with Zach Taylor that they almost ran out of last year, or at least everybody thought could get run out of there last year.
No, and look, the defensive coordinator was really there were multiple points where there was pressure on Taylor to move off of him last year. And you know what they did? They moved off of the players who didn't want to be there. And there was a number of guys on that side of the ball who knew that their next payday wasn't in Cincinnati. And they weren't feeling the Bengals anymore. And it really had nothing to do with Zach Taylor. But, okay, the Marvin Lewis thing had been spiraling for a while, and now we bring in this kid who's brand new, and they're getting their feet wet, and then COVID happens, and there were a lot of guys just, get me out of Cincinnati, and they're all gone. And they had a hell of an offseason. I'm thinking Carl Lawson for Hendrickson, is that really a gain? Well, I mean, unfortunately for the Jets, Carl Lawson's not playing any football. He was dominating in the preseason, but he's out for the year, and Hendrickson is for real. And, Ogunjobi is for real, and Hubbard is for real. And this kid, Logan Wilson's turned into a legitimate linebacker. And, you know, Awuzie, he's for real. Like, I mean, I 7 games now, like, he looks for real. We know they have two safeties who are for real. You know, they went and got a corner from Pittsburgh to play the slot. He's pretty good. Do I think Eli Apple could prove to be a weak spot there with Trey Waynes out? I do, but damn, it hasn't happened yet. And Lamar didn't get to him last week. So, there's something to be said for giving guys a little bit of time, letting them grow into the job. And they outcoached the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday, and that doesn't happen very often.
Jace, what are your thoughts on the Browns right now, and how they sit with all these injuries, and what to do with Baker Mayfield?
Playing, and I'll tell you what I think.
All right, well, you know, pretty much on offense, it feels like everyone could be back this week with my fingers crossed, except for the quarterback situation, Baker, which you just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think they'll be fine in the end. I mean, that. When you start getting it's not just quantity, it's quality and quantity, and it's at the same positions, you're not going to be the team that you were. I mean, you're not. When you start talking about offensive tackles and edge, you know, pass rushers and multiple running backs and, you know, multiple receivers either being out or playing but not being 100%, and the quarterback too. It's a big ask. But look, I think Case Keenum is fine. Do I want him, you know, to have to play 12, 13, 15, 17 games? No, because I think that's when problems arise. And as the sample expands and the more beat up he gets, it can be diminishing returns. But, you know, if he's got to hold the fort down for 2 to 3 weeks or whatever, I think he can. And you don't have to change things up. You don't have to reinvent yourself. You don't have to drop this part of the playbook or scrap any plans for that. You can be yourself. You can be true to your identity. Look, I know Denver's got problems, and that was a short week and yada, yada, yada. But to be able to run the ball like that under those situations without having your main guys in the run game, I think is something that they can build on. So, I don't think the sky's falling or anything like that. I think the Browns are have a playoff caliber roster. They have a playoff caliber coaching staff. They now have a playoff caliber pedigree. They made it there a year ago. They know what that feels like. And I think they'll be fine. Are they going to be a juggernaut that gets the one seed in the AFC? I don't know about that, but I think they'll be fine.
What are you hearing about Baker Mayfield's situation, Jason? Anything other than what
right
we're
now.
Hearing,
yeah.
which is – Yeah. Anything special there?
I mean, look, they have to protect him from himself, and he's going to want to play pretty much under any circumstances. And they've got to reach a point where they feel like that shoulder is strong enough that he can protect himself if he's under duress. They don't want him to, you know, be vulnerable to not be able to protect himself, to not be able to fend off the rush, to not be able to at least try to hold somebody off with that left hand, you know, left arm, whatever, and to be able to sustain a blow and get up from it, you know, because the instinct's going to kick in. Like, you get hit from behind, your both arms are coming out, you're bracing yourself for impact, and you're hoping that shoulder's strong enough that it can, you know, hold up his body weight, take care of that torque, and not leave him in an incredibly vulnerable state. So is he able to build that up this week? Is the swelling dissipating enough that he's getting all that rehab done? You know, we'll have to see as the week goes on.
Chase, as we get closer to the trade deadline, I'm sure we're going to see a story like in the next 48, 72 hours about Odell Beckham Jr. and another team. We're just prepared for that. What, are you hearing anything about the Browns and trade rumors? And in particular, I guess I should probably throw Odell in there.
No. Look, it hasn't really worked out, right?
Right.
It came from a different regime. They're drafted, developed, and they've got young guys who they've either kept around or think can do more. But they're trying to go to the playoffs again, you know, back-to-back and go further than a year ago. We've seen what injuries can do when they come in waves. You're selling low on them. You know, I would never say never in this league. And they're smart and aggressive and progressive. So if they think they can make themselves better, you have to entertain it. But I don't know what present value you're getting for him. And I don't know, you know, that future value isn't better at another time. And it hasn't been, you know what I mean? It hasn't been great. So you never know what kind of depth you need. They're no longer, they're no longer sellers. They're buyers. So I would think you have to get something that you think really makes you better now. And draft picks that don't, you know what I mean, that don't play until next September, that doesn't fit the bill.
What are you hearing about Deshaun Watson? Is he playing football this year? And if he is, it's not going to be in Houston, correct?
No. And he may not play football at all, because even if he's traded, you know, when does the league or does the league step in and say, it's one thing if he's, you know, kind of sort of on an active roster, but not really. It's a very different thing to have him, you know, representing the league and that team and playing in games and doing interviews and meeting the media and practicing every day and traveling on the team plane and, you know, knowing what we know and knowing what we don't know, is that in the league's best interest? So, but I do think that the odds of him being traded have gone up significantly, easy for me to say, in the last week or so. And there are interested parties. And I think Miami is still the team to watch because they've been the most interested for the longest and the most intent. And there's been an ongoing dialogue. But it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be them. But there seems to be a handful of owners who are willing to do this deal in real time to know they got their guy. And then if he's on the exempt list, if he can't play till next year, if something happens and we get more closure on these issues and he is facing, you know, league penalties or he's facing criminal time or he's facing charges or whatever, then, you know what I mean? I'm willing to deal with that, and they can build contingencies into the trade that apply to some of that. But for the most of the league, this is a non-starter, but as you know, it only takes one.
Jace, when you were on with us when we would talk to you all the time, like every week, we had a lot of conversations about the Browns front office and how everything was all over the place and it was a mess. What's the Browns front office like now? And as far as respect across
night
the league
day.
And why?
Yeah, it's smart people who were team oriented doing smart things collectively. I mean, it's the difference between efficiency and inefficiency. It's the difference between all for one and one for all, or you know what I mean? All for one and one for all, except for the moment it goes bad, in which case it's his fault and their fault and that fault and this fault. I think it's also due to ownership stepping back, you know, and not being as intertwined in things as it was with some of these other regimes. And you can tell, like you guys have been around people right, where you watch them for a little while, you have an immediate first impression, and then you kind of see things start to come together and you're like, those guys get it. Like they truly get it. It's not lip service. It's not saying things because you think that's what people want to hear. Like, They're pretty smart. They work really hard. They work well collectively. Like, they've got an emotional intelligence to them. They're self-aware. They're adults. So all that stuff. I think it's all of that, and it's not just the front office. It's the coaching staff in its totality as well. You know, you don't have. I mean, there were times there, many times, where it was kind of lunacy. You know what I mean? What people are doing in their office, what people are doing in the hallways, you know, where people's minds are, the lack of accountability in some cases, the overarching meddling and all, like it's just been so bad for so long, and this is so different.
I think we're reaping the benefits of the different. You know,
it's
nice to see. All right,
it sucks you had to wait that long, but I guess it makes you appreciate it even more.
Oh, that's a good point. Let me. I know I talked to you about Odell for a second. We talked about the Browns at the trade deadline. I'm just curious before we let you go. What's the biggest name or what name should we be keeping our eye on across the league when it comes to the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, I think Deshaun Watson obviously is in his own category. Would it shock me if they traded another quarterback there as well, one that you guys are familiar with? I know he's still coming back from the hamstring injury, but the Texans would still, I mean, nothing that the Texans do should surprise you because they're open to every and anything. And if they get their way, they'll make multiple trades. You know, I think the Eagles are an interesting team to watch as well. You know, they have a lot of draft picks for next year, and they don't want to gut that roster and have nothing for these draft picks to be around. But they've also got a lot of guys in the last year of their deals. And, you know, we saw they just traded Flacco, you know, Derek Barnett, some of these guys. Could they trade a few veterans and then hope to re-sign them as free agents? It wouldn't shock me.
Jason, as always, we love talking to you. I hope we can talk to you sometime in the near future. And always
my pleasure, gentlemen.
Always appreciate having me on the show. Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Jason Lockham for it. Nice enough to hang out with us for a little bit here. And want to let you know that was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockhamfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us out and help us with better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.